Reservable. It's the reservable. It's the reservable. It's the reservable. Coming to you every day.
Welcome back to the Reset Rebel podcast with me, Jo Yule. And I thought I'd pop up here in the middle of August to celebrate 20 years of Aretha Sonica. I got a call a few weeks back asking if I'd like to interview the incredible, legendary icon that is, of course, Roger Sanchez. It was a no-brainer. I was in London. I flew back a day early to make it happen. And it was an incredible moment to sit there in front of a live audience and live on air with Roger to hear some of his incredible storytelling about 31 years of playing on the island.
You've spent a lot of time, you live in Miami now, and there's a very Latin sort of influence and groove and tribalism to your music that's kind of gained momentum over time. But obviously New York is, you know, where you were born and bred, and that's obviously shaped and crafted a lot of your sound. You know, how would you say sort of place and space influence, you know, the music that you make, specifically perhaps, you know, referring to Aretha compared to New York?
I think we are a product of our environment and our experiences. Growing up in New York was very formative for me in the different influences musically that I was exposed to, everything from what became hip hop to Latin music, disco, funk, soul. I was able to be right in the middle of that in New York City. The Latin element's always been very strong as a cultural part because my parents are from the Dominican Republic. And even though I grew up in New York, Latin music was always very much a part of our household. But then hip hop became a very big part. And when I first started DJing, breaks and funk and the hip hop aesthetic was part of what I did, as well as my technical ability as a DJ. I really honed that part with hip hop. Coming to Ibiza, what was interesting is, prior to playing in Ibiza, I was spending a lot of time playing in the UK and really kind of connecting with the UK audience, and as well as the more international audiences in Italy and in Spain. But when I came to Ibiza, it reminded me of New York in the sense of the melting pot ability and aesthetic to it. There's a very strong Spaniard, obviously, component and foundation here. But you do get people from all over the world, especially from the UK, from Italy, and then mainland Spain. So I think those influences have been very noticeable in my productions, as well as the kind of sets that I play. And here in Ibiza, one of the things that really became a part of my set was the kind of emotional component, as I was playing longer sets when I first started my residency is Release Yourself Here, and I'd be playing open to close. So for me, there was like a sunrise set motion when, like at this period of time when the emotions of the sun coming up, and I would like to play a soundtrack to that. So the time in the night that it played certain types of music became very important to me as creating an experience. So I think being here on the island really kind of helped me hone that.
Is there any specific club memory that you can give us that you can say that, you know, soundtracking that one particular moment was like particularly meaningful?
When I first started my residency at Release Yourself, I did it at what is today Leo, what was then known as El Divino. And the unique feature of that club was that it had windows where now it's open wall and you can see out to the bay. But at that point in time, it was windows. So as the sun was coming up, the club would go from dark to this just light, bright moment. And I remember playing at that point in time, that was the year where Another Chance was really like hitting hard. And I remember playing, it was one of the few times where I actually played it twice in the night. And I remember playing Another Chance as the sun was literally coming up in the club, and that emotional connection was very powerful. And the other memory I have was one of the closing parties of my Release Yourself events at Pacha, and it was about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was playing Finally by Kings of Tomorrow and Julie McKnight as like the last record, and people were literally crying on the dance floor. It's just something magical about when the lights are coming up, what the emotions are like, and what you want to project at that moment to bring people to that place. And that's something that I became very sensitive to in trying to kind of really pace out the night in terms of what I was playing.
You got married. There's a big love story going on at the moment. I think a lot of people fell in love to that track, Another Chance. Have you got any good stories for us about things that people have shared?
I mean, people have told me that they've met with Another Chance on the dance floor and proposed to their wife with that track on the dance floor. Again, it's kind of like a very full circle moment. So I've heard that a couple of times, and it's amazing to me that that track soundtracks other people's lives. There, for me, I kind of have this philosophy of once I make a track, it's no longer mine, in the sense that I put it out in the universe, then people take that track on if they resonate with it and make it their own. And I think there's something beautiful in that.
What does it mean to you to be still, you know, playing or having a residency on Ibiza this far down the line? I mean, obviously Ibiza Sonica is turning 20. It's a huge celebration here today, and we're really happy and excited for you to be part of it. What does it mean now?
What's interesting to me is looking down kind of like the tunnel of time, seeing where it started from and kind of assessing where we are today. The love of music and what we do is what becomes apparent. Again, with Ibiza Sonica, 20 years running a radio show and radio station is not an easy task. So there's so much love and care that goes into that. It's the same in the sense for me, crafting sets that really connect with people here on the island and having that feeling internalized and trying to continually evolve it, but to make it an experience each and every time. I look down the tunnel of time and I see how it was 30 years ago when I first started playing. And I've been playing on the island 31 years, because the year before I played in Pacha, which was the 30 years that I've been playing at Pacha, first time I played here in Ibiza was what was then known as Coup. And that's when I connected with a good friend of mine, DJ Oliver here, who was one of the residents there. And it was the first time I'd played on the island at all. And I believe it was with Cream. And from that point on, you know, the island really just grabbed me. So it feels like this is family. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like having a family and seeing how the kids have grown up after 30 years.
Which part of you did it grab?
I think the first thing is it grabbed my heart, in the sense of how I connected with people on an emotional level here on the island. And then spiritually, the energy of the island really connected with me. And there's an anchor for me that always brings me back to Ibiza.
I was waiting for the E word to pop up in this conversation somewhere. It had to be in there somewhere. It's also a full moon tonight. I don't want to talk about the moon as well.
Yeah. I mean, the moon is an incredibly powerful engine of energy. And of course, you got the planes that keep coming in, you know.
We are at what was once Bora Bora.
Yes.
A little bit of dancing on tables used to happen here.
Yes. And it's evolution again. 30 years being here in Ibiza, seeing this place go from what was then Bora Bora to now Playa Soleil, it's incredible seeing the evolution of the island as well. It really has grown up from this kind of, back even before I started coming, it was a bit more of like a hippie, almost misfits kind of a getaway. And it's really grown into its own. It still has there's still a bit of a wildness energy to Ibiza that I really love. And I think and I hope that it never loses that.
What's the biggest challenge that you faced here in 3 decades of playing here as a DJ?
I think the biggest challenge is kind of like within myself, understanding when things change, what my position is within that change, and sometimes allowing things to kind of be fluid and flow. Coming out of the stream and then coming back into it. There was the period of time when I kind of almost took a little bit of a break from Ibiza for like a year. And I think that was actually good for me to kind of recenter myself and understanding what the energy was on the island. But also things go cyclically as well, musically. It feels like we've come through a very dark period of time just globally recently. And I almost feel like we're turning the corner again from a global perspective, but that gets reflected musically as well, and the things that are connecting with people here on the island.
I think, you know, lasting 3 decades is no mean feat, and it's a, you know, it's an incredibly huge period of time, and not everyone can go that distance. I remember you saying that you gave Avicii his first ever remix, and
yeah.
Obviously, you know, there has to be some kind of way of staying in the game for as long as you have done. But I feel like, you know, that was quite a personal story that you shared about him.
With Tim, it was really interesting. I remember meeting Tim as this very young kid in Sweden when I went to play in Stockholm one time. And I was getting some of his demos. I actually released some of his early music on my label Stealth. But I gave him his very first remix, and he absolutely turned it out. It was for a track called Bang That Box. And I saw what was coming from him. It's sad that he's no longer with us. And I think, you know, that level of attention and pressure affects people differently. But it's also indicative of the fact that things change and they can grow. And this industry can put a lot of pressure on people. And I think community is a very important aspect to help it grow in a healthy way, as opposed to really kind of succumbing to the inevitable dark sides of everything. There's always a light and a dark side to the force.
I mean, what personal struggles have you faced in that way? Because you said, you know, it's about the people that are around you, the people you surround you with, are probably the most key part of lasting as long as you have done. I mean, how have you formulated those relationships and built that level of trust and found that, you know, perfect circle?
I mean, it's definitely been trial and error. I've been through a lot of amazing experiences and some not great experiences, very difficult experiences, both personally and, you know, from a perspective of people who I've worked with. But for me, the biggest difference is, rather than when things don't go my way, rather than looking at it as it's a negative, I've taken everything on as a lesson, looking at what am I learning from this moment? What is this moment teaching me? What should I not allow? What should I take from this to then do differently? And that's allowed me to be able to kind of take strength from it, move past it, and rather than kind of dwell upon any, you know, hurts, pains, whatever negativity, I look at it as this taught me something, and this is important, and I wouldn't be exactly where I'm at now without that having happened, as difficult as that may have been. What I've learned then is to really observe people and to put the right team around me by taking accountability to myself. And I think this is where a lot of artists, they kind of miss this point. It's always somebody else's fault. It's your fault. If it goes wrong, something you did, if you put somebody in a position and you and they didn't do what they're supposed to do, you were not on top of that. I became far more involved with every aspect of my career as I've learned from different instances and experiences, and it's allowed me to grow from it and still be here. And you need to be able to take in those influences and those experiences as growth to then continue to be here.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
us.
Thank you for sharing this time with me. I really appreciate it being here. And Ibiza Sonica, thank you so much for giving me a place to connect, and may you long continue to play.
We'll see you on the dance floor at Pasha this summer.
See you on the dance
soon.
Floor.
Reset Rebel. It's the Reset Rebel. It's the Reset Rebel. It's the Reset Rebel. Coming to you.